Hello, everyone. This is Mark Davis, and I want to welcome you to the Gospel Explorations podcast, where we gather together each week to take time to explore God's Word to learn how we ought to live in this present age. I'm glad you've chosen to spend some time with us today. Let's jump into today's episode. Hello, and welcome back to Gospel Explorations Podcast. I'm thankful that you're tuning in yet again. And today we're going to continue in the book of Matthew. We're in chapter number 5. And we've been looking, just the last couple times we were together, we started into the Sermon on the Mount. And today we're going to look at another duplet, if you will, of some of the Beatitudes. So we're going to look today at Matthew chapter 5, verses 5 and 6. So we're kind of working through the Beatitudes a couple at a time. And we'll be looking at verses 5 and 6 today. If you have your Bibles, grab them, and let's read together Matthew chapter number 5, verses 5 and 6. The Bible says this, "Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." So we've looked, last time we were together, we started into the Beatitudes, verses 3 and 4. We looked at the idea of being poor in spirit. That was a person who comes to a place where they say, I realize I have nothing to offer. I am completely bankrupt spiritually. And it's in that place then that the Bible says that the poor in spirit will have the kingdom of heaven. The picture is you can never come to God's kingdom until you first come to a place of complete bankruptcy spiritually. And then verse number 4, we looked at the picture, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. The idea is that when we see ourselves in our sinful state, it obviously brings us to a place of mourning, a place of a sadness, where we stand before God, but there's a comfort that comes because of what Christ has done. Then we jump into verse number 5, and we find this phrase, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. The picture here of being meek is really a very hard word to translate, especially the ancient Greek world's idea of being meek. It really held with it the proper balance between anger and indifference. Even maybe you could think of it as being a powerful personality who was properly controlled with humility. That was kind of the idea of being a meek person. And within the Greek language, within the context of which this word is used, the meek person is not a passive person that's easily pushed around. A meek person was a person who exhibited strength under control. A great picture of that, maybe in your mind, a word picture, would be like a strong stallion, a horse that was trained to do the job instead of running wild. We've probably all seen a movie of some sort where, you know, they're trying to take a wild horse and to break it and to train it. And the picture here of a meek person is a picture of a person who, if, you know, like a wild horse, would have much great power, much ability, really to do whatever it wanted to. But when it's properly trained, it's brought under control. That's the idea of being meek. It's not this idea of being a weak or passive. It's its idea of having strength yet under control. And so the meek person is a person who can be angry in a right way, but restrain their wrath in obedience to God. It's a person who is not easily provoked by other people. That's a picture of a meek person. And so we have here this idea of being meek, really showing a willingness to submit and work under the proper authority. It's a person who understands the strength of being under self-control. And it's a person who disregards their own rights, their own privileges. And the reality is this, it's one thing for an individual to come to a place and to admit their own spiritual bankruptcy. It's something totally different when someone else does it for me. And then how do I respond? You know, it's one thing when I come to a place and I say, you know, I realize I have this weakness in my life. There's this area I need to work on. There's this thing where I'm lacking. That's one side of the coin. The other side of the coin is how do I respond when someone points that out to me? When someone makes it clear, the very thing that I know, do we react in a meek way? And that is a person who, before God, submits to his will, is willing to conform to God's will, yet they're also a individual who is humble and gentle and patient. they're exhibiting strength under control. And then the Bible says that the meek person is one who will inherit the earth. Now, the picture here is we can only be meek, and that is willing to control our desire for our rights and privileges because we're confident that God watches out for us. So what the picture here is that a person who is truly a meek person is a person who is not taking things into their own control, into their own abilities. Rather, they're able to do what's right. They're able to respond correctly in hard situations. They're able to properly keep things under control because they trust that God knows what's best. They trust that God is confident to watch out and to protect them. And so the picture here is the promise that they shall inherit the earth is that God will not allow his meek ones to end up on the short end of the deal. And so they're able to practice this biblical principle of being meek, realizing that God is going to right the wrongs. They will inherit the earth. He's the one who keeps a track. He's the one who keeps score. The Bible tells us in Romans, he's the one who gives vengeance. And so when we begin to look at it, we realize that being meek really is a dependency upon Christ, because we're not having to assert ourselves. We're not having to prove our own value, our own worth. We're able to then live properly under self-control with the strength that God has given us in a way that brings honor to him, leaving those things at his hand to deal with whenever we feel like maybe we've been taken advantage of, or there's some situation that we feel has not done the way that we think is best. A meek person is a person who can relinquish that and say, you know what, that's outside of my control. I'm going to do what's right and maintain proper control over myself as God would have me do, because I can trust in him to take care of the rest. Then we get to verse number 6, and we read this: blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. This is an interesting picture here, because he's using this idea of hunger. This is a profound hunger that's not satisfied like with just a simple snack. The idea, it's a longing that endures and is never completely satisfied this side of eternity. I believe if we truly hunger for righteousness, we'll never be satisfied until we actually are on the other side of eternity, where we are made right 100% with God, because we no longer are under the vices and control and influence of sin in our lives. And so there's this picture that there are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. Now, it's a good thing to remember that Jesus is using this word picture, he's using this illustration in a day and in a culture who really knew what it meant to be hungry and thirsty. I would tell you that for many of us, probably most, if not every person listening to this podcast in the Western world, we really are so far away from truly knowing what hunger and thirsting is. It's hard for us to truly wrap our mind around that. We go for a few hours and we have a slight stomach, rumble. And next thing you know, we're just dying of hunger. And that is not the picture here. This is a true hungering and thirsting. And so he uses a picture, a word picture, that they would be able to understand and be able to make a connection with. And the picture here is, as this person is hungering and thirsting, what does this look like? How does it express itself in the life of an individual? I think it comes in a couple different ways. First off, I think we see an individual who longs to have a righteous nature. So it's a person who their desire is that they live righteously in their state, that is in the person that they are, that they're living righteously. I think it's an individual whose desire is sanctification, that is, they want to become more holy. They want to be more conformed to the image of Christ. They want to allow the Spirit of God to work in their life and to root out things that are preventing them from being all that God would have them to be. I think it's a person who continues to practice righteousness in their daily living and in the actions and in the things that they're involved in. And then I think it's a person who strives to see righteousness promoted in the world that they live in. It's that they come to a place where they're looking for, to see the picture of righteousness in the world that they live in becoming more and more a reality. And Spurgeon put it this way, he hungers and thirsts after righteousness. He goes on to say he does not hunger and thirst that his own political party may get into power, but he does hunger that righteousness may be done in the land. He says he does not hunger and thirst that his own opinions may come to the front, but or that his own sect or denomination may increase in numbers and influence, but he does desire that righteousness may come to the fore. And so, you know, the picture here then for us is that we need to understand that a meek individual is a person who first and foremost desires what God desires. And they're not necessarily looking to promote themselves, promote their group, come to a place of political power, if you will, come to a place of influence and fame. It's a person who their total desire is to make much of Jesus. And in the process of that, as they're hungering and striving for righteousness, they then come to a place where the Bible says they shall be filled. And this is interesting. This promise that Jesus gives to fill them is really the idea that he would fill them with as much as they could eat. It's a filling that both satisfies and also brings a longing for more. And understand that the picture is that as we hunger and thirst after righteousness, as we strive and desire to be what God would have us to be, as we're practicing this idea of meekness that we looked at, that we're coming to a place where we're realizing that we're trusting God for the outcome, not in our own ability to work it out for what we want. And might that bring us to a place where we're satisfied and longing for more? Thanks for listening. I hope that you've been both encouraged and challenged today. If you want to connect with us further, please be sure to check us out on the web at gospelexplorations.com. We look forward to having you join us again next time.